from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. An Odyssey station.
From a young age, I've worked his out-of-pocket stuff, trying to be as accurate as possible is another. And then I would say another one I learned this at a young age. The more the ball can spin, the easier it is for the wide receiver to catch it. I learned that from him. And so always trying to make sure that the ball has a spiral, its spin rate is up. There's a bunch of the way he contorts his body. One of my favorite throws, I think it's his first start versus the Vikings. He's kind of rolling out left and throws it kind of falling back, I guess, and throws it over his head.
Notice he referenced the first start against the Vikings. He had a specific memory of a specific play, and you brought that back to the offseason Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Off the air.
Yeah, like he's – so when we hear that he's talking with Tim Grover and he wants to be like Jordan and wants to be like Kobe, and that's the type of good – sociopathic behavior that you want to see. This dude is watching tape. And it's why when we were talking about the Giants' Hard Knocks, when Dable says to Caleb Williams, your world, draw up a favorite play. And he draws it up and Dable is like, yeah, we used to run that with Favre. And Caleb's just kind of standing there smiling. There's no way he didn't research Brian right. Dable.
He was on it.
There's no way. And when you hear him talk specifically, like, I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers' first play as a starter. This guy, and I mean this in the most positive way possible, is maniacal. He has been watching quarterback play and has landed on watching Aaron Rodgers. And I think that that's a really good thing. That's the type of behavior where you say, this is someone who really wants to be great. There's still a question on whether that's going to happen for him. But even in that, the fact that that's something that he leans on, that's something that his recall is great on it, the way that he thinks about playing the quarterback position, I think is more advanced than most rookies that we've seen.
I also liked Grody's question about why Caleb bristles at so much of his ability being referred to as natural. It takes away the credit he deserves for his hard work.
Whenever and we talk that way, look, about athletes,
it's racist. It's racist, and it has been forever. And if you go back to the way scouting reports used to be for a long time if I said one guy is a smooth, natural athlete and the other guy is a gym rat coach's son type, you know who you're picturing.
Yeah, we euphemism all the time. You know, lunch pail guy and all that stuff. Coach's kid and everything else.
Clean bloodlines.
Pure. It's very important.
Pure blood. We make fun of that stuff because it should be made fun of. And I know that Caleb is in a position to go there and call it out, but I can. Because stuff like that, it just comes naturally to him. Bull. He works on it.
Yeah, it is unfair when you talk about that and you kind of, I mean, I know we don't have time for like the major big discussion on something like this, but yeah, it is troubling when you see someone and you think that they're not, that the work, they didn't put in the work to be great. They just kind of were great because of genetics. Obviously, genetics is mostly the difference between someone like us.
Between professional athletes and non-athletes, yes.
Right.
Yes.
But there's still a ton of hard work that goes into it. When I think of someone like Caleb or any quarterback for the most part, I think of the concept of craft. Do you care enough about your craft to do it? Sure, there are some of the natural things, like when you see Joe Milton be able to throw a ball 95 yards. That's a big portion of that is how he's built up, what his arm is like.
Just like Kyle Bowler could throw a ball 95 yards. I couldn't play quarterback.
Some of it, I'm sure, is weight room work and drills to make your arm stronger, like all of those things. But it is unfair. Like when we talk about, you know, stupid softball stuff, I always tell you that I'm skilled. I'm not very athletic. I'm pretty athletic for 49.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty athletic. But now I have to rely on mostly skilled, because then you see what real athleticism looks like out there, because I hit behind Kevin Lapka.
Yeah, but it's like baseball's a sport where you don't have to be a great athlete.
You don't. It helps, though.
Mm-hmm.
You can start moving your midsection and your planting your feet. Like, that type of stuff helps. But, yeah, I get why anyone would bristle on it, because it takes away the, man, I'd be in the gym, you know? Like,
yeah.
I'm out here watching tape. I'm out here trying to make these throws.
Yeah, and I would clarify, too, that I'm not saying anything about Mark Grody's question. Grody, if you listen to the question, he said you don't like, 'cause he knows he's around him all the time. And Grody said, like, you don't like being described as natural or good at it. And I get it, because there's a lot of coded,
there's underlying
language
stuff, yeah,
and a lot of underlying ancient stuff that sucks in some of those scouting words, those loaded scouting words.
And look, there's a spectrum of this here, because we've all seen some of the players in every sport where you can see the physical ability, but it isn't. Like, for example, I'll give you a perfect example from last night. Michael Kopech. We all know that he clearly has physical ability that maybe 1% of pitchers in Major League Baseball have. And the question has been, when is he going to add the craft aspect to what he is physically? And I think that from his last five appearances as a White Sox to what he's been at the Dodgers, he had a pitch sequence, I forget who it was against last night, where it was like 101, 102, here's a slider at 95. And the batter was just like, oh my God, like, what was that just happened to me? So yeah, there's a sliding scale of trying to marry the two things together that it's okay for us to talk about, if you're okay with understanding that sometimes when it's made very concrete and plain, this guy is a great athlete, this guy is a student of the game, that can feel wrong. And it can feel like you're stereotyping.
And 219 says, you just said that PCA was a great athlete. What do you mean you don't have to be? He is a great athlete. I'm saying that there are pitchers who can barely walk and chew gum at the same time. Talk to Dirk Hayhurst sometime.
I throw 88, right?
No, that was Dan Heron.
That's Dan Heron.
You know, Dirk Hayhurst said, look, he said, I'm a bad athlete. He said, I was a good pitcher. Is I could throw a ball hard and I could make a ball curve. That is not athleticism.
But I mean, there are some arguments to be made that is athleticism.
In the way
that is an athletic trait.
But you can say golfers in that way.
Sure.
But golfers have incredible hand-eye coordination, incredible repeatability, but a lot of them have man boobs. I mean,
that's okay.
I'm just saying that you
yeah, but
I wouldn't describe a lot of golf. There are some golfers who are great athletes. Tony Finau is a great athlete.
I mean, now they actually don't, though.
Dustin Johnson's a great athlete.
The guys that are in the PGA now kind of don't.
Joel Damon still does, damn it.
But Rory's out there all yoked up, like all of the children of Tiger.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? Well,
he did change it.
Like,
yes.
Well, once Tiger came along and was like, you know, you guys can lift, right? He's like, what? We're allowed to lift and stuff?
Man, look, there are guys on the Bass Tour who work out in ways that people, like, I'm not kidding. Like, fishermen.
Yeah.
Like, the guys who make their money.
Race car drivers. Keep
them, well, that's even different. I'm saying there are guys who are, like, in shape for professional fishing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.